Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life listener style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, good evening, good day, wherever we're joining you on the Transformation Cafe. We welcome you tonight. We've got all kinds of diners all scooting up to the table here, so we're so glad to have everybody here tonight with us. So let's go ahead and do some check-in. And hey, Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am doing wonderfully well. It's been very seasonably warm and delicious down here in San Diego.
Warm and delicious. Okay. Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight? Jamie, are you there? Hold on a second. There you are. Hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
This is Mr. Jamie calling in from Seattle, Washington.
And is it warm and delicious in Seattle?
It was the warmest day it's been, about 89.
Oh, my. Okay.
89 degrees.
So it was warm and delicious, too. So there we go.
Mm-hmm.
So, Miss Marvine, how are you tonight?
I'm doing really well, thanks.
Is it warm and delicious where you're living?
I wouldn't call it that.
Well, she's an honest girl. She's an honest girl. We love her for that. That's awesome. And Miss Mary, how are you tonight?
Well, I'm surviving the heat.
Okay, it's not thinking it's too warm and delicious in Palm Springs tonight, I'm sure.
Well, it's humid, right? And it's humid and hot.
Yeah. How hot is it in Palm Springs?
Well, truth is I don't really know because I don't try to pay attention to that because I don't want to make
myself.
Well,
you know what? It's like, some things you just don't need to know. That might probably is one of them.
Let me tell you,
it is so hot.
It just sounded like I was setting them up for a joke, didn't it? Yeah. Silly sounded like a joke. And it's hot.
It was cooler today than it was yesterday.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. You know, Palm Springs is an amazing thing for anybody who's been to the Southern California area because you go out to the low deserts, and Palm Springs is kind of in its own little valley. So it's very interesting the way their weather is as compared to coming into the Inland Empire and then even going into Orange County in the L.A. area. So for people not in the local area, if you've ever, come to visit California, it's such a vast different climate that are available for California that it's really amazing sometimes. I've gone out to visit Mary and come back, and, it'll be 30 degrees cooler within, about 30, 40 miles. So it's just really, really interesting. Yeah, that it'll drop that quickly. So tonight I wanted to talk about an email that I had received, and I've shared it with a couple people that are scooting up to the table tonight. There was an alignment that happened with a couple of the water planets that are not our solar system, but in our universe. And an elder, Marshall Jack, back in 2010, there was a similar alignment that occurred, and they did it on a global level where they were celebrating the blessings of water. And we're coming up to another, for this 2013, it's going to be from the 16th through the 18th, and they're going to be doing a three-day ceremony for the blessings of water on the main island of Hawaii. And what I think is really fascinating and wanted to kind of put out for our conversations tonight with our diners is the fact that, water is just something that on a very Indian and tribal level and just indigenous level to a lot of the different cultures in the world, we've all recognized the levels of energy and how important it is. And, the significance of that. And what I think is, Marshall Jack had gone on, if you go to, let me make sure I have his website right, he has the waterwheelceremony.com, if you go to that one in particular, he actually talks about the different tribal significances of blessing the water and knowing and remembering that water itself it contains memory. So anything you put with water is going to hold that water. And if you go to Dr. Emoto, he did all kinds of different kinds of research back not even, a decade and a half, I think. How long has that been? Anybody know? Gloria or Mary, do you guys know Dr. Emoto?
You mean from the movie What's the Bleep?
What's the Bleep? But I mean, that came way before that, though. Yeah, that was at least 5 to 10 years before that. I know Mary, you want to tell them a little bit about what you had done with your, because Mary, just a kind of reminder, our listeners, if people aren't familiar with some stuff, Mary does healings with toning, and she actually had sent some waters that she had toned to Dr. Emoto.
Right. I had my sound evaluated by the Emoto Labs in Japan, and basically it was pretty amazing. Because I had sent with it and did a prayer over it with another person, the person who was benefacting the evaluation for me. And we sent an intention that we wanted to see exactly what my sound does when it goes into your body. And there was this amazing pictorial of a molecule being broken up and being spun around and reformed and transformed into a perfect snowflake. And so what his work really was talking about is how water does hold memory, except that I need to really say that all things hold memory. Your bones hold in your body, they say your muscles hold your memory and your bones hold your knowing. And after doing body work, I have to agree with that muscles hold the memories in your body.
Muscles hold memory and bones hold wisdom.
Hold your knowing.
So
all muscles are attached to your bones. So, ligaments, but the ligaments are then attached to the bone. So really, the bones, when we can move freely and our muscles are unconstricted and stuff, we really have a more of an opportunity to get to our knowing. And then we are 80% water, and that also has something. So it's amazing how...
Go ahead, Mary.
Sorry?
I said, go ahead. I was going to make another comment about that.
Please do. I was just stating that when you were saying that water had memory, I was thinking, well, rocks have memory. The earth has memory. We have memory in our muscles. That really everything holds memory.
Uh-huh.
It's interesting. And then we're also made up of 80% water, so...
there we go. That's what I was going to say. Now, we have the exact same percentage of water within our bodies as the earth does.
Yeah.
To have that happening is like, well, wow, what a coincidence. I don't think so.
No, as opposed to,
I don't think
it's
a coincidence. And even the different elements of the planet, water is 80%, and if you look at the earth, I've heard it said by yoga, yoga masters that, we've got like 8% of earth in us. You start doing the math, there's the water element, there's the earth element, there's the air element, and there's even the fire element, the different elements within us, also with the planet. So it's really interesting to look at that from just the level of that with the alignments and things like that. So one thing Mary had emailed me, and she said, one of the seven, there's supposed to be seven water planets that are aligning on a universal level that are coming with Earth, and we're just a part of that alignment. And again, this is a Native American traditions, and I think part of this too goes into the Aztec when it comes to levels of the, actually it was probably the Mayans, the way the Mayans had aligned everything up when we've gone through our changes that had happened back in
December 21st and the 12th back in 2012. So there's these new alignments that are happening with the planet and making sure that, you know, so one reason I wanted to talk about this tonight and see what all you guys are thinking about this is just, you know, okay, if memory is a part of the waters, you know, you can literally hold a glass of water, be with water, and it's going to take on that signature, whether it's gratitude or some other thought that you've got going on. So just being really mindful and being level of gratitude, which is one of the highest energies that we can have, and just really looking at our waters and taking care of our waters in just a more conscientious and very sacred way, because that's really what Elder Marshall is talking about, is coming from that new level. And if you go to that waterwheelceremony.com, he actually has a video on there where you can watch what it takes to go ahead and create a smaller level of a water wheel, which they actually use in mandala, and then put crystals with that and have it to where you're just kind of doing a mindful ceremony of waters and asking that your home and your environment, your community has that, and then being able to go back to your water sources where they are in the area. Part of what I just think of that too is it's a good education of, like, we never really think about, well, I turned on the tap and there's my water. It's not necessarily, you know, did it come down the Colorado River or does it come from an aqueduct or, you know, just the different things that are kind of happening with that. So what do you think about all this, Marvin?
Well, part, you know, it's interesting because I think sometimes people get lost in words. And for me, using the word memory, when you start talking about the four elements, and actually they've kind of got meddled into a fifth now, but what you've got is energy. And each one of those elements vibrate at a different rate. And what that means is that they all create in their own ways, whether it's fire, air, water, or earth, or they destroy in their own ways, fire, air, water, or earth. And when you take a look at some of the things that happen, the majority of people appreciate water for water, but they don't look at it as something to truly honor and appreciate, for example, even when they take a drink. Because humans have a tendency to take it so much for granted. And my guess, and especially with observing some of the things that are going on with water in the earth, the convergence, I believe, started a little bit earlier, and I think its fruition is what's really coming up. And when you start taking a look at energy and you start taking its combination of all those elements, then, again, you've got the same thing in different forms. And we're all part of it and each other. Mm-hmm. It's overly simplified, but we are a direct part of it. But too often people don't recognize that. Mm-hmm. Too often they don't respect the water or the earth or a lot of the other elements. And I think that what will happen and what is happening is taking a different look at the water element and energy. And I have a feeling that they're going to find some new uses for it that haven't been disclosed yet.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely think that, so. Gloria, were you aware of the alignments? Because I know she does have her group of people down with her Native American traditions that you practice. Are you aware of these alignments?
No, I've been immersed in business development.
Okay. So, I know with the ceremonial levels of things that you just do with the areas down in San Diego area, that, you know, with the your medicine wheels and stuff that you guys practice with sweat lodges and stuff.
Yeah, I've been out of touch a bit.
Yeah. But yet we know on whatever level, because I was sensing that there was some stuff going on, and that's one thing I'm so grateful for the internet, because there's times when I'm thinking of, like, something's in the mix. What's going on here? You know, you just feel like there's a quickening or something's happening, and you're just like, I can't put my finger on it, but I know there's something kind of going on. I always like to kid around saying my spider senses are working overtime. So I have a sense of different things that are kind of happening. So one thing that's what I like, Mary had given me a DVD a while ago called Water is a Great Mystery. And I was wondering if there was anything, Mary, you wanted to share about that movie that you'd share with me, since we're talking about, the water having such a signature with stuff like that, and then the fact that it does have memory, the significance of that. So we just come to a different level of appreciation with that.
Well, what Marvell said was absolutely spot on. Everything is energy, including water. And that's why, memory is held in everything, because all that there is energy. It's all energy vibrating at different frequencies. And water holds those frequencies and those vibrations. And as we're sitting here talking, I was just thinking about ether, which is breath, and water, which is the two elements that we as beings could not sustain life without.
Mm-hmm.
We had no air and we had no water. We could sustain life without food, but we could not. We could sustain life without sleep, probably, but we could not sustain life without breath and water. Those are the two essential things that our body needs. And I think in some way that makes a statement, because our bodies are just a duplication of Earth, basically, and Earth is just a duplication of the galactic realms and the universe. As above, so below. Everything is, the same elements, everything within us that's on Earth. Everything that's on Earth is within us, and I think that extends out. So it's more, I think, about honoring. Water is, the element of water is going through a lot of issues right now. There's the fracking that's going on. There's all sorts of things that are kind of diminishing the purity of our water. And it's interesting, because who it's going to affect are the people. It's going to affect us. Earth and water will be here long after we leave. And we're the ones who need the water and its purity to sustain ourselves. And so I thought, when I heard the video from Marshall Golden Eagle, is that they're working on a worldwide level to help the water to be sustained, so that it can sustain life, basically our life and our frequency and our energy vibration. And I don't know if that answered your question or not.
Did answer my question, that's all, I love how Marvin was sharing that, there's going to be new uses for water that we haven't really even tapped into, literally tapped into, when it comes to levels of, what we're going to be doing. I definitely see it with energies and just more uses. I was watching another YouTube today of an Indian, an Indian guru, and he was talking about how in his culture, it's always been that they don't automatically, he always thought it was interesting the way that Americans, the way that they'll drink their water out of just a tap, because their practices is to actually contain the water for a while in usually some kind of copper pot or some kind of a receptive container, that they would hold the water for 8 to 12 hours before they would drink it, and they always have it where that would be a container that they considered a sacred container, that they send blessings to the water before they would drink it. And science has shown that, bringing water in from our water systems with the piping and all that stuff, that on a molecule level, it definitely changes its structure when it's going through the pipes and things like that. And so it's harder for the body to be able to take it until it calms, I'm going to call it calming down, coming into a level of settling, settled energy to where it can be receptive and taken into the body in a different way. So I thought that was an interesting thing that he shared about water.
makes perfect sense, but yet you don't really think about it that way because, you know, all of us have grown up just like you turn the water on and there's your water. You wouldn't think of, like, putting it in something and, you know, holding it sacred for a certain amount of time before you would go ahead and partake in it.
I actually find that quite interesting because the world has changed so much, you know, from... Because the Indians in the ancient times would get their water from the streams and from, you know, it would be flowing water. And now to provide us with our need for water, which we have, it now goes through all these pipes. And it used to be that the pipes were copper. And I was sitting there thinking, now they're galvanized pipes instead of copper pipes. Most of the it's better to use copper pipe, but it's so expensive now that people are using galvanized pipe. But anyway, and then they're using plastic pipes, which is kind of interesting. But water, if water flows, you know, and that's how it creates its vibration and it's like its effervescence, like when it's coming through a river. And so just the container that you drink out of, like if you drink out of a water bottle that doesn't have any curves or grooves in it, the water becomes more stagnant, and the frequencies change. And when you like the ones that have like the curvature, the bottles with curvatures and little indentations and stuff like that, when they have that, then the water is actually allowed to it flows in a different way within the container because it has those different shapes. And I thought that was kind of interesting.
I want to, all of a sudden I'm seeing ergonomic water bottles that are green friendly based on our energy. I think that's so cool.
That would be really cool. That would be totally awesome. I know that there's carafe that you can get that, just like you're sharing about, Mary, that depending on the kind of shape that it is, it almost looks like a real fancy wine carafe or something like that, but that you would actually be using it for water. And I've actually tasted water that came from that kind of container as opposed to just like a pitcher or something, and it had a smoother quality to it.
Yeah. Well, and you know, a lot of people put, I actually have a water bottle that has love on it, that it's stainless steel, so it's supposed to be better to hold your water in, but it has love on it. The bottle itself has the word love. And I used to have a sticker that it's hard to keep those stickers on a water bottle, though, for any length of time, but a sticker that said love. And that was really what Dr. Emoto's work was about, was putting, you know, the energy into the water, and it would hold the memory of that, which is, so if you're drinking a bottle that's got the word love on it, it is absorbing the vibration of that word love, and then you're drinking it. And the word gratitude, and then you'd be drinking it, or the word joy, and you'd be drinking it. So it's interesting. It's interesting how much discussion you can have on some very simple, basic thing called water. Yeah.
Well, you know, like you're saying, it's so profound at just a level that, you know, if it weren't for air and water, we wouldn't be here. And the fact that memory has such a consciousness like you're saying, depending on what you put with that water, with that level of energy, gratitude, whatever that you're conveying with that, how significant that can be. I mean, you know, take it to a ceremonial level. I mean, you know, when you baptize baptizing a person, you're basically going to be putting them through water. I mean, that's such a significant thing. You know, whether
water,
it's, you know, a child baptism or, you know, we're going in the pool, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Jumping in for that kind of a thing, you know, and even with that, if you're going to that kind of a level when it comes to that, when it's with the baptism, things like that, with the chlorines and the other kinds of things that would be affected with that, just on a sense of thinking that needs to be something you contain with that water, how does that affect that kind of a ceremony? I mean, we can get logistically, you know, start defining it or something like that. But, you know, along with that, too, it's like, do we make it an issue or do we keep it simple?
It's always nice to keep it simple. And like Marvin's saying, it's energy. It's the energy of things.
Right. And also the power within each of us to transmute that energy to its highest vibration. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have, and I think that's what the whole ceremony is going to be, is people blessing and sending energy out to the water for it to be in its highest and best, you know, for it to be able to flow at its highest and best frequency and
yeah.
sustain itself at its highest and best frequency. But we ourselves, when we drink or look at even a piece of food or anything, and water that we drink, which is really vital for us more than anything, is if we were to bless it and set an intention that it is, you know, pure and the highest frequency possible, and that it is blessed and wonderful. It would be pretty amazing if we were to do that in our life with almost anything, actually. If we'd hold gratitude around it and blessing around it, it would make a difference, I think, for everyone.
I think it'd be interesting for a whole week just to be very mindful about, you know, each, you know, because I'm just thinking I'm going to try that, you know, get some kind of I'm just thinking like a glass container of some kind that I can both basically, you know, pour my water in that and basically have it. I know I have a friend of mine that she went to John of God, and she has a couple bottles of water that she brought back. And just like, you know, it's interesting because it's kind of like, you know, how sourdough has the mother. You know, you've got that small piece of sourdough bread that basically will make more sourdough bread, that kind of a thing.
Right.
So they have the same traditional things with the blessed water from John of God. You bring that back and you basically put it in the same kind of thing. So it's this tap water that basically, as I come to think about it, she said that, you know, you put it in a separate container and you let it sit for a certain amount of time before you would even start the mother water. It's not like you would start it right out of tap water. You let it sit for like six or eight hours and then go ahead and add the blessed water to that receptacle. And then you could add water from that, but you're always letting it sit for a certain amount of time before you add it to the water. So that's
right.
The part
it's
that...
It's a sourdough starter.
Yeah, it's a water blessing starter. Keeping your water blessed and things like that and having it to where you just being more mindful about it. Yeah.
I think I'm gonna eat some sourdough and have a big glass of water right now.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, it was a level of like, you know, having I'd make it toast a little bit of butter. So there you go. So.
Oh, you guys,
do that to
me.
Huh?
I said, don't do that to me. I've been on this eating program. That.
Oh, I know. Miss Mary's been on a diet. How long have you been on your program?
Since
30 days?
Since the 12th
days,
of June.
Something like that. Huh?
Well, hang in there.
Thank you. I
good.
Am. On the 12th
how much have weight have you lost now?
Well, I haven't lost it, but I have released it.
She's released it.
And
thank
I
you.
Have.
Released
I've released about... Is it 28 pounds?
Yeah, 28 pounds. So it's been about 35 days and she's released 38 pounds or 28 pounds.
Well, actually, it hasn't been. It's only been about 24 days.
Okay, 24 days and you've released 28 pounds.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
awesome.
I have to. It's a 40-day program and I have till the 23rd of July for it to be 40 days, so whatever that is. So maybe it's like... 28 days or something. I don't know. It's an average of a pound a day that you lose.
Yeah,
but we don't want to start talking about that. But you guys are talking about butter.
It's a
40-day
and 30-night
thing. So there you go. We're mothering it. But just to keep that going for 2 seconds is she's been going out every day and going swimming. So she's been in the water.
Yes,
you know,
I do. And I really caused
a
stir in that water, by the way.
She causes a stir. That's good. Well, we've only got about 30 seconds left here, but I really wanted to encourage everybody to, if you're interested in learning more about Elder Marshall Jack and the ceremonial things he'll be doing on the main island of Hawaii, go to goldenceremony.com or waterwheelceremony.com and just take a look at that and see if it feels like something you want to align with, and just starting to maybe do some personal practices when it comes to levels of just honoring your waters and honoring the significance of how that's really something that we can make a personal commitment and change to that. So we thank you for joining us here at the cafe, and thank you to all the diners tonight. Go out and have a nice, beautiful glass of water. So there you go. Blessings.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest